This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
608 on this Monday morning from WSMI, WSMI FM 106. Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by the Taylor and Soaps Gift Shop and Tea Room of Mount Olive.
Next time you're looking for a good deal on farm equipment, be sure to get a good deal on the financing, too. You can by asking for Ag Direct financing at your ag equipment dealer. Along with attractive financing rates, Ag Direct offers farm-friendly financing terms, including financing from 2 to 7 years and delayed payments for up to a year. Ag Direct also features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered through Farm Credit Services of Illinois, people who understand agriculture. See for yourself. When you want to buy, lease, or refinance farm equipment, ask your dealer for Ag Direct financing. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Get a good deal on farm equipment financing with Ag Direct, available only at your ag equipment dealer. Check our competitive interest rates at agdirect.com. Ask your dealer for simple, fast, and flexible financing. Ask for Ag Direct.
Get a set of Michelin tires and enjoy the quiet, comfortable ride you deserve. See your Michelin dealer now through June 18th and buy any set of 4 new Michelin brand passenger or light truck tires and get a $70 MasterCard reward card after submission. Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield has the expert tire service you need to prepare your vehicle for all your summer travels. See redemption form at participating dealers for complete offer details. Offer expires 6/18/13, void or prohibited. Reward card issued by U.S. Bank pursuant to a license by MasterCard International Incorporated.
Hey, it's the Chicks from Taylor and Soaps.
In the past, you had to travel to St. Louis or Springfield to get nice things. Not anymore. Taylor and Soaps offers Pandora jewelry, Brighton accessories, and Merle Norman cosmetics in a beautiful setting. What sets Taylor and Soaps apart from the city? Park right outside our door, enjoy a small-town welcome, and since our sales taxes are much less, you always get a discount. What more could you ask for? Did you say dessert? We have that too.
Taylor and Soaps Tea Room and Gifts, located in Mount Olive, the place to shop for the women in your life.
11 minutes after 6 on this Monday morning. First of all, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat now trading at 692 and a quarter, down 4. September wheat trading at 701, down 3 and 3 quarter. July corn trading at 660 and 3 quarter, down 5 and a half. September corn trading at 584 and 3 quarter, down 6 and 3 quarter. July soybeans now trading at 15.18, down 10 and a quarter. August beans trading at 14.44 and a half, down 11 and three quarter. On the Chicago Board of Trade Friday, July wheat ended the week at 6.96 and a quarter, down 1 1/2. September wheat ended at 7.04 and three quarter, down three quarter. December wheat ended at 7.19 and a quarter, down 1 1/4. July corn on Friday ended the week at 666 and a quarter, up 3. September corn, 591 and a half, up 13 and a half. December corn ended the week at 558 and a half, up 10 and a quarter. July soybeans on Friday ended the week at 1528 and a quarter, up a penny. August beans, 1456, that's 1456 and a quarter, up 6 and a half. September beans ended at 1374, up 18 and 3 quarter. July soybean meal on Friday ended the week at 452.50, down 15. August meal, 431.20, up 6. September meal, 413.70, up 49. July soybean oil on Friday, 48.53, up 37. August oil, 48.55, up 37. September oil, 48.40, up 41. And July oats on Friday ended the week at 407.5, up 9. September oats, 389, up 3.5. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's grain market report. First of all, the Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Friday afternoon, with corn and soybeans mostly higher and the wheat ending lower. Technical trading at the Board of Trade kept corn and soybean prices higher. Soybean prices were also supported by strong soybean meal values. Wheat prices were pressured on Friday by slow export demand. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shale corn bids 2 cents higher at 693 to 704. Soybean bids ended mixed at 1510 to 1532. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shale corn bids 2 to 3 cents higher at 687 to 706, and soybean bids were up 1 to 3 cents at 1546 to 1563. In the southern part of the state, shale corn bids were 3 cents stronger at 692 to 714. Soybean bids gained a penny, ranging from 1541 to 1576, and wheat bids down 1 to 2 at 675 to $7 even. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were up 5 to 6 cents at 1576 to 1583. Basis ended 4 to 5 cents stronger at 48 to 55 over July. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of $484.50 to $494.50. That's down $1.50 per ton. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids gained 3 cents at 706 to 716, with basis steady or range from 40 to 50 over July. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 3 to 4 cents higher at 711 to 722. Basis ended steady to 1 cent higher at 45 to 56 over July. Soybeans on Friday gained 1 to 2 cents at 1549 to 1550, with basis ending steady to a penny better at 21 to 22 over July. And wheat prices on Friday lost 2 cents down to 694 to 701, with basis steady at 2 under to 5 over July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids mixed at 711 to 729. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by 5 to 9 cents with quotations at 1556 to 1566. Soft red winter wheat down a penny at 717 to 718, and Milo ended 4 cents stronger at 686 to 687. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 519 up to 533. New crop soybean bids at 1291 to 1305. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 5.25 up to 542. New crop soybean bids at 1298 to 1318. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 532 up to 546, with the new crop soybean bids ranging from 1305 to 1324. That is our grain and new crop delivered prices for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade from Friday. June hogs ended the week at 98.12, up 82. July hogs 96.20, up 37. August hogs 95.17, up 65. June cattle on Friday ended the week at 120.12, down 32. August cattle 119.22, down 80. October cattle 122.60, down 47. August feeder cattle on Friday ended the week at 143.62, down 10 and a quarter. September feeders 145.80, down 110. October feeders 147.67, down $1.07. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, barrows and gilts on a carcass basis traded 89 cents higher. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in a range of $92.80 to $99, with a weighted average carcass price of $94.30. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded steady with moderate demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at $44.50 to $49. 4 to 5 weights traded at $48 to $51. 5 to 550 at $50 to $52. And over 550 pounds at $52 to $53. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrows and gilts at the country buying points traded steady, with moderate demand and offerings ranging from 65 to 69. Receipts for Illinois hogs have totaled 10,776 head. Moving on to the Walnut Livestock Sales Report for June 6, with receipts totaling 360. Compared to last week's slaughter, steers and heifers sold $1 to $2 lower. Slaughter Holstein steers were lightly tested. Slaughter cows and bulls traded mostly steady. Trade was active with moderate to good demand. Choice slaughter steers traded in a range of 124.25 to 129.50. Choice slaughter Holstein steers traded at $112. Choice slaughter heifers traded from 123.75 to 127.75. And for slaughter cows, breakers traded from 80 to 85, boners at $72.50 to $80, and leans at $57 to $66. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded from 122 to 126, and on a dress basis at 195 to 197. Heifers on a dress basis traded at 196 to 197. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 267 loads. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $96.51, which was $1.57 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $201.57, which was $2.06 lower, with select carcasses at $183.37, which was $1.47 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 124,000, compared to 126,000 for last week and 124,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 399,000, compared to 411,000 last week and 382,000 for 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange from Friday: for butter, 154.5 up a half; for block cheese, 174.75 up 3/4; for barrel cheese, 176 up 1.75. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending Friday, 1809. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for June, 708; for July, 711. Corn delivered to Scottville for June, $7, and for July, $7.03. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for June, $15.42, and for July, $15.30. And wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.85. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices once again: corn at Greenfield, $7.08. Corn at Scottville, $7. Beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $15.42. Once again, $15.42. Wheat at Scottville, $6.85. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Monday, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by the Taylor and Soaps Gift Shop and Tea Room of Mount Olive. Color radar shows scattered light showers south of I-70 and moving off to the southeast. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Farming's a challenging business, and this spring's wet weather isn't making it any easier. M&M Service Company's agronomy team is knowledgeable about every aspect of modern crop production, from precision farming technologies to seed selection and custom application. They know your operation and practices and will bring the right product, service, and right advice to your farm. Don't let wet weather and a slow spring put you behind. Call your local M&M Service Company office today. Find out how your agronomy team is there to help. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Partly cloudy skies today. A slight chance of a shower in the forecast. High temperatures in the upper 70s with light west winds. Tonight, mostly clear. Low temperatures in the low 60s. For tomorrow, Tuesday, partly cloudy and warmer. The high about 90. Your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday: partly cloudy with a chance of a shower Wednesday. Lows about 70. High temperatures in the mid 80s. Right now at the Weather Center, light south winds, the barometric pressure is steady. Mostly cloudy skies on this Monday morning, right now 62 degrees. And overnight, WSMI Weather Watcher, the Lang family of Coffeen, 0.3 inch of rain. 0.25 inch recorded by Robin Schroeder of Jerseyville. 0.2 inch recorded by Rich Henry of Staunton, and 0.2 inch here at the Weather Center over the past 24 hours. Once again, 62 degrees on this Monday morning. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Quality Engine and Machine Shop of Litchfield, by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield, and by Monsanto's Southern Illinois team. In the news this morning, red meat exports to the Philippines have increased over the first quarter of the year And with a report, here's Joe Sheely of the United States Meat Export Federation.
Regulatory issues held back shipments to this market in 2012, due in part to pressure from the domestic livestock industry. But demand has rebounded in a big way, with first quarter pork exports up 44% in value from a year ago, and beef exports up 42%. And Hallstrom says future prospects look even brighter.
I think some of these barriers, so to speak, are being overcome by the fact that they have significant demand and they have a certain amount of reliance on imports. And we're seeing that this year with our numbers on both beef and pork up over 40% for the first 3 months of this year. And, you know, it's a big further processing market on pork in particular. And the dynamics are such that they're not self-sufficient, so they're dependent on imports. So we're starting to see that market really pay off in a big way.
Much of the meat volume entering this market is for further processing. But Hallstrom explains that the Philippines is importing more high-quality muscle cuts to support its growing hotel, restaurant, and institutional sector. Tourism is driving much of this growth, especially in popular areas such as Cebu Island and Tagaytay City. These are venues USMEF often targets for promotional activities.
Yes, we definitely are, especially on beef. Big tourism capital, a lot of industry. So especially in the urban areas in the Philippines, you see a lot of HRI and even some retail demand as well, but especially HRI demand for the beef products and some pork as well.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.
It's very important for farmers, landowners, and small business owners to understand estate and succession planning. Todd Gleason reports that the University of Illinois will host a low-cost, day-long event for all on Monday the 24th in Bloomington.
It may be that you've already written out a will, but is it really an estate plan? Does it explain the reasons behind the decisions? Does it put forth a way forward for the farm or the business? These are important questions tax and estate specialists will address Monday, the 24th day of June in Bloomington, Illinois, says Gary Hoff from the University of Illinois.
It's more than just for the active farmer, okay? I own land. It's been in the family for 40 years. I want my family to be able to hang on to it for the next 40 or 140 years, even though I work off farm and there's someone else doing the farming. We still want to keep it in the family.
The family is the most important part of this very personal decision. It is one many do not fully consider.
We're going to start off talking about the family dynamics. Family dynamics is one of the things that I don't see given a lot of thought to. What do I mean by that? Well, I've got a couple of children farming with me. And I've got some other children that don't farm with me. How should I plan my estate plan around that to make it work for everyone?
The problem this creates comes after death, if the inheritance discussions haven't taken place.
If they only find out that Sonny is inheriting all the farmland when they read the will, and the rest of the children get nothing or very little, there may no longer be any family Christmas dinners after Mom and Dad are gone. Mom and Dad need to have that discussion. They need to tell everyone why they have set it up that way.
And so much more. Those interested in learning more about estate and succession planning can sign up for just $40. The price includes the materials and the noon meal and is made possible by Farm Credit. Visit the Illinois Tax School website for all the details and to sign up, look on the left-hand side of the page for the Family Farm Legacy event. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
In other news, Missouri Senator Roy Blunt joined in a letter to the Obama administration last week calling for accountability and transparency after reports of the Environmental Protection Agency leaking personal data for 80,000 livestock facilities. Whether they're spying on farmers or leaking personal information, Senator Blunt says the EPA is clearly targeting farm families, and it must stop. He says Americans deserve answers immediately on what the administration is doing to stop this invasion of privacy. Senator Blunt applauds a farm bill amendment introduced by Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley to protect farmers from having their personal information released by the agency. Hog production has returned to profitability, but Purdue University Extension economist Chris Hurt says delayed planting has many producers wondering if hog production costs will drop as much as some had anticipated. Hog prices have rallied, and moderation in feed prices helped reduce cost of production. But as delayed planting has raised concerns about fewer planted acres and reduced yields, corn and soybean meal prices have trended to the upside. For the third quarter, hog prices are expected to average about $67, with costs expected at about the same level. Mr. Hurt says corn and soybean meal prices are expected to drop sharply into the late summer and fall as markets make the transition to new crop supplies. He says that means costs will drop from about $67 per live hundredweight this summer to about $60 for the final quarter of the year. With hog prices expected to be near the $60 level for the final quarter of 2013 and the first quarter of 2014, Mr. Hurt says break-even conditions will continue. Horse owners and stables are finding themselves grasping for hay, not straw. Similar to last year, a hay shortage is hitting some animal owners hard. While last year, searing heat and the absence of rain left a severe shortage of hay, this spring the weather has been too wet and often too cold. While the hay grew well, it can't be cut and baled because it will not dry properly. Monsanto Company said it is considering sabotage as a possible explanation for the use of genetically modified wheat in an Oregon field, and that its testing reaffirmed the incident is isolated. The presence of genetically modified wheat in eastern Oregon fields is likely due to the accidental or purposeful mixing of seed that was planted in the field, according to Rob Fraley, Monsanto's chief technology officer. He would not rule out the possibility of sabotage. He added that the company is, quote, certainly not implicating the farmer at all in any of this. Refinery problems, weather, and taxes have combined to drive Midwest gasoline prices to $4 a gallon and higher, even as prices fall in the rest of the nation, according to industry analysts last week. Problems this spring at four refineries, two in Michigan, one in Illinois, and one in Indiana, have contributed to the tight supplies. AAA Chicago spokeswoman Beth Mosher said in addition to refinery problems and weather, Illinois, Michigan, and Indiana have the highest gasoline taxes in the country. And as we close on this Monday morning, once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat now trading at 691 and three quarter, down 4.5. September wheat trading at 701, down 3.75. July corn now trading at 660 and three quarter, down 5.5. September corn trading at 584 and three quarter, down 6.75. July soybeans now trading at 15.14.5, down 13.75. August beans trading at 14.42 and three quarter, down 13.5. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Once again, part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Monsanto's Southern Illinois team, by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield, and by the Quality Engine and Machine Shop of Litchfield.